Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yo, what's good here, bro?
Salty.
Why? Oh, number four pick.
Yo, we gotta do some. We gotta go back to some. We haven't done a sports segment in a long time, son. I think we should let some fly one day, just to see how it.
We should. We should, especially with the playoffs.
Cause remember,
right now too. Man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. We should really keep an eye on these playoffs and shit. You know what I mean.
Yeah, let's see if there's any dope playoff shit to talk
I'm
about.
I'm watching the game. I'm watching the game right now and shit.
Yes, sir.
We really need to go back to that and shit. Like, if it's a big topic in sports, we should touch on that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a controversy or.
Absolutely.
Just to see the variety, just to see the diversity. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I would like to see, you know? Because I be getting that a lot, though. So niggas are like, yo, you're going to go back to sports. You don't even talk about, y'all don't even talk about sports no more and shit. I'm like, yo, my nigga, we kind of bubbling over here with this shit. You know what I'm saying? But, I, you know.
Yes, sir.
I think we could afford to do shit like that, son.
I think we could. I think we could. I think it'd be
they
tight.
They need Vlad TV, of course. You fucking. One thing about us, I always wanted to set ourselves up just in case. If this ever, you know what I'm saying? When niggas be like, yo, 2 years out of our bad rap, whatever goes left. Niggas like, all right, niggas can talk about hip hop. That's one thing I'm glad we talk about rappers and shit. I'm so glad. Like tomorrow, with Lord Jamal about Chinx Drugs, nigga.
Ooh.
That's gonna be,
man. That's about to be crazy, man. Everybody knows what's going on. We got the guest calling up, and I mean, actually, you know what? I'm gonna be calling the guest today. I forgot this guy does not call up things. I'm gonna be calling up this guest, so I'm gonna be hitting him up. We're gonna get this out.
Friend of the show. Third time on the show. I'm going out.
Yeah, third time on the show. I mean, friend of the show. Let's be honest, friend of the show.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
And Mook. Arsenal, just throwing names out, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, a very controversial battle also that he just had that, you know, we kind of want to get it from him as to what happened and everything like that. So, we're going to get it from him. So give me 1 second. I'm about to call the guest up.
But let's talk about the battle and shit first, and then we get into that, though, with him first.
Let's talk, like, recap the battle and how it went.
Yeah, and then his experience, and then we just with the will attack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm gonna let my bro Dre
set it off.
Set it off. I'm gonna set it off. All right. Hold on, 1 second. I'm gonna give this guest a call. 1 minute. All right. Yeah, we're gonna call the guest up in a few minutes, man. He's actually a little bit busy, so give him a few more minutes.
All
right. And then we'll give him a call up, man. So
all right.
What else is going on, Dre? We got like 10 minutes. What other topics?
We can talk about John and Pep real quick. Break that
let's break this down real quick. It came out. We have a little bit of time to you know talk of you know watch it a little bit. So let's do it. Smack. URL, last battle from Rookie vs. Best. This is the last one. This is John and Don versus Prep. Now, it's been out for a little bit. Chances are we're going to be the first one to review, so shout out to that. Anyways, let's get into this, man. Dre, first watch. What did you think?
I watched it twice. You feel me? Because, you know, some battles, you got to watch it again and shit. So I watched it twice. I'll give it to John 2-1. Here's my breakdown. I'm not even going to go into the bars like we usually do here on PSA Radio. I'm just going to talk to John and Prep. I like Prep's first round. I thought his first round was cool. I did like Prep's confidence. You know, I'm one of the guys who believe like Prep, you know, you're the bow tie killer, this, that, and the third, my nigga. All right, cool. Prep is nice. I don't know if I like his flow too much, but he got bars and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't think John watched him. But John, this is a good John to me and shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, here's what I want to say about John. Is it fair, Timbo? It seems like he's one of the battle rappers that no matter what he does. He's damned if he do, damned if he don't. If he goes out there and wins a battle, it seems like there's a little bit of asterisks, or I think he's trying to put controversy behind John's name and shit. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, it's like, been like that.
Word. Yeah.
Been like
and
that.
Timbo,
and he's told us, too. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Touch your point.
He's told us about that it's just like, man, no matter if I don't do one thing or I do something, I always get talked about, you know, and there's always something negative said about it. So you're right. It's like a damned if you do, damned if you don't with John. And, you know what I'm saying, everybody thinks that, you know, with the taking lines or whatever, I feel like they still use that against him or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I think move past that. I'm a fan of John. I think he's dope. But you're right. It does have a feel of damned if you do, damned if you don't with him. I agree.
Because I thought John... I thought John did his thing. You know what I'm saying? But what is it about John? And I see a lot of fans. I had a few fans hit me on Twitter like, "Oh, I don't fuck with John. He's boring." I'm like, "Damn, nigga, what do you want?" You know what I'm saying? And then I got to think now as a fan, like, what is it with John now? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't really have a big problem with John. You know, some people try to say his battles don't have replay value. They told me today. I'm like, you know, all right, cool. I got to respect that. Then he 3-0 Reed Dollars. You know what I'm saying? Niggas gave Reed Dollars all type of excuses and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The nigga clearly won the new 2-1. I don't think it's debatable at all and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Which round did you have?
I thought he won that 2-1. I'll say the first round is debatable. You know what I mean? I think I gave Prep the first round.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I gave John round 2 and round 3.
You know, I gave it to, like you said, I think the first was definitely Prep's best round, for sure. They were neck and neck. I did give it to John because I'm not a big fan of Prep talking during his rounds, too. Like, that bar cold. Man, you dead already. Like, this and that. 4 bars in and I already killed you this first round. Like, this and that. I'm not feeling that too much.
That's the reason you're giving the young boy points off because he's talking.
No, I ain't like that
either, my dude. Don't get it wrong. I ain't like that shit either, son. I get mad at Charlie Clips. I get mad at any of the niggas that when you're battling and you're fucking talking about the niggas, I hate that shit. I respect Surf. If you look at Surf and Rock, when Surf and Rock was rhyming, especially Surf, he was fucking respecting fucking Tay-Rock. DNA too. DNA doesn't talk when you rap, if you notice.
Yeah.
He let you get your shit off. I like that shit. Just take it like a man. No, my nigga. Take the barking like a fucking man, Prep. Come on, Timbo's right.
Yeah.
Don't talk. I mean,
exactly.
You're just sitting there looking at your shit, my nigga. Fall back with that.
Yeah. It was when Prep, when he was rapping his own shit, he was just like, yeah, man, I killed you. Like, it's over. Still rapping.
I like that shit, though. I do like the trash talking.
I like
trash talking when you're rapping. I don't like the trash talking.
Not
when
you're rapping
your
rap. Exactly. Like, if I'm rapping to someone, like, I'm totally not a veteran, but if I was rapping, I'm not going to say one bar and then say, oh, man, you're dead. Like, this is it. Still dead. Mm. Oh, man, I'm killing you. Like, you see what they, like, that's whack to me. That's so whack. So, no, I don't feel that shit. John didn't do that. But you're right. It is a debatable round. I mean, if you give it to Prep, you give it to Prep. I'm not going to argue with you because it's debatable. But that shit, I don't like that shit.
And Prep, no shame, my dude, because I did enjoy the battle with you and Saga, my dude. That was a fucking dope-ass battle. You and Saga got a fucking low-key, dope-ass battle. You know what I'm saying? I guess I'm down to see Prep again because, Timbo, you know what it is? When the veterans decide to leave this game, we're going to need these young niggas to fucking really get their shit together. No more PG stepping and shit. You know what I'm saying? We got to kind of ride with these niggas because these niggas are going to be the new wave, you know, as fans. And please comment on the bottom. Do y'all agree with that, that we kind of have to give the new niggas some chances more, some more battles in? Because let's be real, y'all, what's the best lead? Who's going to hold the torch down? I really want to see, is it T-Top? I don't know. I fucks with Top, but my thing is, the nigga just, he has one way of coming at a nigga.
Yeah.
I already know what I'm going to, I already know now what I'm going to get from T-Top. Like, I know what I'm going to get. And I really don't want to be one of the fans that I know I'm going to get. I mean, it's good to know what I'm going to get, you know what I'm saying? But then again, I want you to surprise me and shit. You feel me?
No, you're right.
But yeah, I gave it a John John 2-1, though, man. I gave it a John, I mean, excuse me, a John John 2-1. You know what I'm saying?
What's I'm not mad
John
at
John Timbo?
What's what?
No, finish. What were you going to say? I apologize. Yeah.
I was saying, I'm not, like you said, I'm not mad at seeing Prep again. I'm not mad at that. I'd be down to see Prep again, but yeah, I just wasn't feeling that shit that he was doing. What were you saying about John John?
What's next for John John, you think, bro? Who would you want to see John John battle, Timbo?
Let me tell you something I feel that John John needs, bro. Let me tell you something that I feel John John
talk
needs.
Talk about it.
John John needs a clear top-tier win. A clear top-tier win. I think he's stuck in this zone right now that's like, I don't know. It's kind of like a gray area zone. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's in this zone where it's like you kind of out of sight, out of mind, but he's still dope, and he's still up there with the top tiers, I feel like. I feel John John is top tier. Don't get it twisted. John John is top tier. But
son,
he's in that gray area.
Let's be real. Let's be real, Timbo. Once Hitman Holla decides to give the young boy John John a dime, that shot.
That's it. Yep.
And John John, and mind you, John John held his own. Whether you niggas thought John John be Hitman or Hitman be John John still did his thing and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And Timbo, you always talk about that class, my nigga. Can you run out of that class again? It was John John who was my G. You know that shit.
It was John
me,
John, Bill
fight.
Collector, Magic, Clean. Yeah, that class.
And John talked about that shit. He talked about that
he
shit
did.
In his first round. You know what I mean?
He did. And I like what he said. He was a PG back when it wasn't even cool to be a PG. That's tight. That's
that was
true.
Hard.
And I say that shit. It's not cool to be a PG for 2 years. It's not cool.
Facts.
You want to move up.
Facts.
But John John's in that gray area, Dre, to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you don't hear his name a whole lot, but he's still top tier. He is. I think he needs a clear top tier win, though, against a top tier opponent. He needs a clear win. Needs it.
Yo, low key though, Timbo, John John resume is wild. Like, the niggas that he's battled, man.
Nice resume.
He's battled some tough niggas, B.
He has.
Like, dead ass.
Yep.
He's battled some tough competition and shit. But I understand what you're saying, because I understand the gray area. And John John, niggas fuck with you. I'm just going off, and Timbo's going off of what people say and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know? Niggas, I don't know.
I mean, let's see. He's battled, I mean, just name a few, Verb, Hitman, Bill, Reed, Mask, Shine, Cortez, I mean, Magic.
Yeah, yep.
Myers, QP, Thesaurus.
Talk about it.
Like, he has a resume on him. Don't get it fucked up. And I said, I consider him top tier. Like you said, when Hitman gave him that shot, and just like John took it, you gave me the shot, and I'm taking it. Close range. Like, he took that shot and he held his own. Dude, you can obviously, you can say John John won that battle. People say John John won that battle. And I'm not hating on that at all.
Yeah, very debatable.
So,
very debatable.
Very debatable battle. So, and he did what he was supposed to do.
I gave it a Hitman, though. I didn't give it a Hitman, though. But it was John John didn't impress me, though. Can't front.
Man, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I go back and forth on that. There's times I watch it, I give it to Hitman. There's times I watch it, I give it to John John. I can't lie, but he said when John John said, "Don't act like you ain't die from a hollow before."
Oh, yeah, that
shit.
Was hard. Yeah.
John had some shit, man. And
yo,
you know,
and
but
not
he's
for nothing,
that
that's John John. That's John John's first time on a big stage. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And Hitman's first round was so powerful, my nigga, that,
my God.
You could have got knocked the fuck out, and he didn't get knocked the fuck out at
and
all.
He didn't. Not only did he not get knocked out, Dre, but he used that shit as fire too, because his first round was crazy.
Yeah, his first round was crazy.
Crazy. Now, my favorite line though was when he said, when he was like, He was like, I would have caught the still, put the chrome in his mouth so we could talk to my pop for real.
Pop for real.
Yo, when he said that trade, that shit was crazy. Nah, I fuck with John John, but he is in that gray area. I hope, you know, the next event, top tier, he gets a clear top tier win. I do fuck with John John. I think his bars are nice, too, but he's just in this gray area. So, you know what I'm saying? I hope it all works out as far as the next event and what he's got coming up. So, salute to John
Timbo.
John.
Yo, who do you want him to battle, though, before we go? Who do you want him to battle?
Who do I want him to battle? That's a good question.
Tay-Tay?
That's a good
Tay-Tay?
I'm not mad at that battle right there, Dre. John John and Rock? I'm not mad at that battle right there. John John and Rock?
Nah, no. I'm bullshitting. I've been vouching for this battle for weeks on this show.
John John and Hollow. Hollow.
I ain't got no problem with that, my G. I ain't got no beef with that, you know. Deadass,
yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah.
You dig our history. I mean, that's, you know what I mean, the name from the name.
You wanted John
from
John
the
and Dave Light.
They had a UW.
What?
Huh?
John John and Daylight.
That's what I want. You know. Come on, my G. You already know what it is. I'm trying to see Quill and John John get in there. Quill,
see the Quill versus
under John John's. Yo, Quill got that John John. John John's got that Quill. I just want to see them cast battle, dude. I really do, man.
My worry with that, though, we're going to call up the guests real quick in a second, but my worry with that is if Quill doesn't come to really take it serious, then what is it on John John's resume? It's another asterisk.
Quill will come with the rhymes, though, because he want to prove to John John that, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We'll see.
You know what it is, John John, before I go? John John, real talk, I noticed something in your battles. You be saying a lot of shit that's ill, my nigga, and it goes over niggas' heads in the room, I think, son, because
yeah,
it takes niggas, like, a time to be like, oh, shit, I just caught that shit, you know what I'm saying? And then he got to throw up his hands, like, come on. You know what I'm saying? But, yo, like Timbo said, the gray area. I feel you.
I was a PG back when being a PG wasn't cool. That's it, man. That's my fucking quotable for that battle. That shit's dope. Salute to John John. Salute to Prep. It's out right now. Smack URL. Rookie versus Best. Last one. You already know what it is, man. We're about to get the guests on right now. I'm going to call them up.
Word.
And let's do it, man.
I mean, let's get some talk in the back, man. Sucker Street Boss. Let's get it.
Let's go. Yo, man, TSA Radio, you already know what it is, man. We're welcoming back a friend of the show, fresh off the King of the Top battle with Calico. We got the man himself right here, the Sucker Free Boss, Paste. What's good, man?
Just chilling, man. Everything's good with me. How's everything with you, my friend?
Absolutely good, man. Salute, bro.
Hey, what's good, my G?
How you doing, man? How's everything with you?
I'm good, my dude. I'm good, man. What's fine?
Yo, Pat, starting off, first battle in the state, Calico, Boston, man. How did you feel during that battle?
Honestly, man, I'm going to make a blog about it and show that, like, I need to apologize to fans because my shit wasn't, like, I don't know why everybody was like, yeah, man, it's a real big battle for you, but I didn't take it serious at all like I should have. And every battle I usually at least take serious, like, as you guys can tell, like, I didn't even have an ender for any three of my rounds. Like I fucked up. Like you know, people are like, oh, man, Pat looked so uncomfortable. It was Calico was all fucking, I didn't look like that because he was drunk and belligerent and, you know, trying to make a scene. I was like that because while I'm trying to memorize while I'm performing. I didn't have my shit down, Pat. You know what I mean? Watch my shit back and realize, you'll see, I didn't even have an ender for none of my shit. It was my fault, man. You know what I mean? I don't have excuses. I don't be like, oh, yeah, man, my dog had the flu. It was my fault. It was my fault. And I didn't prepare well for that battle, and that'll just make me come out of the next one. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, Pat, while you saying that, though, do you feel you won or you gave the battle to Calico, even though you felt you didn't come on?
Oh, no. I felt I won. I by the way, my phone has is so fucked up, so it's gonna press all kinds of weird buttons and shit. But No, I definitely felt I won. I mean, but are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, you good?
But I mean, I could have destroyed him, man. I should, like, my round one, solid, great. My round one was better than all three of his rounds. You know what I mean? But my round two and three, I was just rapping, and it's because I didn't know Calico. I met him in Arizona. He was cool. I didn't know nothing about him, man. I seen his blogs. The only things I ever seen him saying, I'm cool. You know, I like that. Say he's cool, and like numerous different blogs saying I'm cool and he likes me and shit like that. And I was like, whatever, man. I'm just gonna rap with this guy. You know what I mean? So I was spitting just a bunch of fucking meaningless multis and shit like that. And I wish I just rewrote my shit. I wish I had time to rewrite my shit once I met him, once I seen the type of guy he is. You know what I mean? So I became more personal at him. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, Pat, real quick, let's kind of get into the whole controversy. I know you're going to do a vlog on it, but could you tell right away that, you know, he was drunk and he was kind of, like, aggressive and irritated a little bit before the battle even started?
Oh, man, my blog isn't really about that much. My blog is apologizing to the fans. People really think, I didn't give a fuck about that situation, man. Like,
yeah.
I knew that he was belligerent drunk. He asked the promoter if we can go early. That's why we weren't the main event, because he was drinking, you know what I mean? He didn't want to be too fucking sloppy drunk, right? So, yeah. I don't even think he was irritated. I think he was just drunk, just being drunk. And, I mean, that's what he does, though. That's what he does. Like, he does that type of shit, and he's an entertainer. Like, there was not for one second I thought that shit was going to pop off between me and him. I knew it wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, that's what he does. He does it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
My only concern was that our people mixed. If you watch the battle back, if you watch it, like, you know, once he bumps me, he does a thing. I say, don't touch me. I don't even notice the little second thing he did with his action or whatever and touch my chest. I didn't even notice. I just felt the people crowding around, and then my brother creeps up on my side. Right when I see my brother open my corner of my eyes, boom, chill. I put my arm out, tell him to chill. I'm telling everybody to chill. Because, sorry, I'm walking. I sound like I'm out of breath. Because I know me and Calico won't get into it. He does that shit all the time. You know what I mean? But I don't know if our people, my brother don't know nothing about battle rap. You know what I mean? I had to have a talk with him before the battle, be like, yo, he does this type of shit. Don't let it get to you. Whatever, right? And I don't know Calico's boys either. So, you know, they're not used to the shit. So I just didn't want them mixing. That's all. My brother, like, you know, he's... I won't even get into it. My brother is not. Like,
yeah.
Three of me could not beat my brother. I mean that literally, without exaggerating. Three of me could not beat my brother. And I don't want. I didn't want nobody to get swung on. I didn't even care about the Calico situation. He said I'm sorry afterwards. Anyways, I didn't give a fuck about that shit. But
yeah.
I didn't. Yeah.
Pat, I got to give you props, though. I'll give you props on this, though. The fact that you was able to still maintain and try to rhyme and not get torn into trying to get into fisticuffs and backing off niggas like, yo, let's chill. Let's not get into this. It's battle rap. You know what I'm saying? It's not that deep and shit. You feel me? Now, Pat, real quick, I do have a problem. And the only problem I say this is because, Pat, you are well-respected in this culture, my dude. You feel me? So when I say this, I say this all respect due. I'm looking at it like this. Pat Stay, I've been saying this for months on this show, and a lot of fans say this. We want to see Pat Stay battle out of Canada. So when you come out of Canada and you come in there, I didn't think your material was that bad. You're saying it was in your eyes. I would think you would have went harder on this being that's your first battle, you know what I'm saying, out of Canada and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right, but guess what, my man? Listen, it was a small event. It wasn't. It's not like it was on the big URL stage or like that. You know, I should have came harder. Like I said, I have no excuses but myself. I'll tell you this, and this isn't an excuse. I got a call that morning on my battle and received the most fucked up fucking news that any battle rapper could ever fucking say. ever, and I didn't let that affect my shit, because I went there to do my job. Not one other battle rapper would have got that news and still battled, man. And I was sick as a dog the whole weekend. Ask anybody. Anyways, those are my excuses. My excuses is lack of preparation. So you're right. I should have came harder. And
I got you winning, though, Pat. I got you winning, though, bro.
Thank you. I know I won. I appreciate that. But here's the thing. This is a lesson, man. Sometimes a loss is more important than a win, and you learn more from one as well. I didn't lose, but in my mind I lost because I didn't do my best. No, in my mind I won, but I kind of beat myself. So this will just make me come 10 times harder on my next opponent. I've been running through people for half and no one has been fucking with me, right? So I kind of let myself down. I mean, but don't ever get it twisted, man. That weird shit that he was pulling, that didn't fuck my game up. People were like, oh, you could tell Calico had him fucking stumbling. It had nothing to do with him. It was my own shit. I was like, every time I fuck up in a round, I'd be like, fuck, like, and my voice is fucked, so my second round was whack. Like, every time I fuck up, it would be on my mind. That didn't shake me up one bit. My only very slight concern was that my brother was going to step in and whack someone, and that his buddies would jump in, and I won't tend to, you know, I'm sure there was things on both sides of the fence that, if you know, you know what I mean, and I didn't want no tender.
Right.
Listen, I'm the champ. I can't. You think a bunch of internet thugs saying I should have fucking hit him, pay my fucking bills? Nah, dog. My next battle, you know, that shit pays me big money. I don't give a fuck what these guys think. Oh, Pat, he touched your pockets, man. You should have knocked him out. Like, really? I'm a grown ass fucking man. If he had a real problem with me. You know, he could have did it. Oh, I seen him all weekend. All weekend. You know? I seen the guy. Oh, I knew it was all rap, dude. I wasn't worried about that shit. At all, believe me.
Pat,
yeah.
Pat, did you like that song?
Loved it. Wish I could do it again, man. I loved it, man. It was dope. I thought Calico was all right, too. I mean, he was all right. He was all right. I liked some of his stuff. I delete my mom's songs off their iPod and shit. That was pretty dope, you know what I mean?
I think, Pat, his bars weren't terrible, but it was the extra shit that really took away from it, and it kind of ruined it for me.
You know what's crazy, man? Like, I was saying after the event, I didn't even notice it. Like, during the time, I only noticed the head thing, and that's when I said, don't touch me. But the rest of the shit, I wasn't even paying attention to. I just saw, oh, this is Calico. Like, if anyone's like, oh, Pat's a bitch for, like, doing this shit, this is our job. You'll see on camera when the video comes out, Calico starts rapping to my brother, and my brother says right in his face, you're a fucking pussy. You know, I've seen it when he battled Sue Surf. His Sue Surf's boy right in his face, fuck you, you're a bitch, you're a pussy. Now, is Calico a pussy for not swinging on them? To the internet nerds who are going on like, oh, Pat's a, technically he should be. But no, he's not a pussy. He's not at all. He's an entertainer. He's there to do his job. He'd be stupid to swing on. I mean, to these guys, it's like, well, he had nothing to do with the battle, man. He should have punched him. Nah, man, Calico was doing his job. He ain't gonna lose out on future opportunities by punching some fucking guy. You know what I mean? It's stupid. That's why I wasn't worried in the least bit. Everyone blew it out of proportion. We don't do that shit on camera. You know what I mean? Starting a problem with someone on camera is really whack, and that's the only problem I have with Calico. Is that he did that when he, you know, it could have happened all weekend. But it's like starting a fight with somebody at your job. You know, it's like, man, bro, you know we're in front of a bunch of cameras, all kinds of witnesses. Like, I fight, we're both suspended, we can't battle rap no more, I lose my chain. This is taking food off my plate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Immediately after the battle, a fight went down and my boys knocked some people the fuck out. And, like, that can happen because that's off camera, but... You know, on camera, he should have kept it real, you know what I mean? But it's all good, man. I ain't even tripping about that, man. It's all good.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's next, though, Martin?
Say what?
Go ahead, Pat.
What's next, though?
I'm going to do world domination. I'll get organic to do the fucking announcement soon, I'm sure. I'm gonna do that, and I mean, I can't really say it right now or whatever, but
is it locked for sure? Like, the battle is locked.
I mean, it's not 100%, but it's 99, man. Me and Calico were talking about a rematch in the hotel. You see how casual things were? Like, we're talking about rematch, but then the battle comes on, he's like, I hate this guy. It's weird. And after the battle, I seen his boy, like, and his boy came up and was like, yo, man, you know it's just rap. And I was like, yeah, man, fuck, give him props. Like, and I'm not calling him a pussy either. I'm saying this is just proof that the thing was just rap, and everyone's blowing it out of proportion, man. I knew what it was, and I'm just glad that our people didn't get involved in a fight, because, you know, that no one needs beef in battle rap, and people need to stop that shit. Violence in battle rap ain't cool, man. You know what I mean? It just takes down the culture. Like, ain't no one here scared, man. Believe that. Believe me.
Yo, Pat.
The real dudes knew what's up. And I don't even hold nothing against Calico for that shit. He was drunk, and he apologized afterwards, man. It is what it is.
Word. Yeah. That's what's up.
You know, Pat, Murder Mook was up here, and we asked him who he would like to see on URL, and he mentioned you. That he wants to see you on that stage. He wants to see Smack mix it up and bring some heavy hitters onto this URL stage. What do you think of that, you know, Mook being able to say that too?
That'd be dope, man. That'd be dope. Yeah. I mean, I wish I could have a rematch with Calico someday or whatever, but, I mean, it's because I think it would be dope, man. I like how he battles. I think we're kind of not similar in a battling way, but you know, we're both big guys, and I wish I came more corrected, but I don't want to do a rematch that soon. But yeah, I'd love to go on URL and do it soon. Hollow would be great. You know, we've been talking about it forever, right?
Yes.
Let's do it, man. I wish we could. I don't think it's ever going to happen, but
really.
Nah, I don't think it's ever going to happen. I mean, I know he's down. I know he's down for a fact. But I just think, you know, business, I understand how business works, and you know what I mean? So.
Damn. It was so close, too, right? Wasn't it close before he got signed?
Very close.
For Total Slaughter.
Very close, my friend. Very close.
Oh, man. Yo. We're looking forward to World Domination 5, man. Go ahead, Dre.
Pat, were you able to watch any of the other battles?
No, honestly, man, I was just in the zone for my shit, cause like I said, I didn't know my shit, man, bro. I planned on just freestyling a lot of my shit at the end, so I was out there practicing my shit, and it's a big regret of mine, man. I was just rapping, the ribbity rapping, fucking something about a kid, just a bunch of bullshit, and I was, and I, you know. I mean, come on, that wasn't me, man. The second, third round, I was like, I left out like fucking 20 bars altogether from the first, second, and third. So I didn't have a chance to pay attention, man. I was just kind of focusing on memorizing my shit. You know what I mean? Which obviously didn't go very well. But
so do you feel like this was a good thing, though? Like you said, it's good to kind of.
I think it was a great thing, man. Not to cut you off, man. I actually think it's a great thing, bro. And these things. You know, these things happen for a reason. It's a good thing. Luckily, I still feel like I got the one win. I think, you know, you guys say I got the one. Most people do say I got the win. And in my mind, I don't even really consider it much of a win. I think I'm way better than Calico. But I think that is a great thing for me. I think my next opponent is really going to face some fucking problems, man, because it was just kind of a wake-up for me. He's like, all right, Pat, just fuck off, man. You're on a big winning streak. Just because you're winning so easy all the time now doesn't mean it's so simple for you, man. You know what I mean? So.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Stop just doing your little ribbity rapping shit and fucking say something about your opponent. But like I said, I didn't
know
nothing about Calico. All I knew was that.
Let's go.
Huh?
Let's go, bro. We're trying to see your next battle. We want you turned up, my dude. We want you turned up. We want the bully Pat stay. We want something free bars. You know what I'm saying? We want you to go hard body karate, my G, for real.
Hey, no, listen, I mean this, okay? I'm sober, and you know me from talking to me. I'm a regular, humble guy for the most part. No one is fucking with me. No one. That battle was garbage by me. That was garbage by me, man. And you know it. You know it. You know my. You know that was nothing by me. You could tell this by looking at my face. I was uncomfortable. Had nothing to do with him. Shit. It was just because I wasn't prepared and I fucked up. And that means I'm just gonna come back 100% stronger, man. Anybody wants to do it, anyone. And I'll put money up and everything, man. Have a judge, anyone. I'll take anyone out. I mean that for real.
Yo, I want
and I'm glad that nothing happened, because You know, I don't want this shit to turn into that type of stuff. First I battle, they're gonna feel like they I've expressed this before. Like, I don't think like somebody getting pocket checked is being punk. I don't think doing anything on camera at a battle rap can technically punk someone unless you like slap them across their face or something like that. So I'm glad that everything went good, and I hope that my next few made an example for some people. And you know what I mean? I'm just gonna go forward from here, my friend. You know what I mean? Anyone who wants it can get it. So if I seem so off track, I'm walking around and fucking slapping fives with people and fucking just I'm just carrying on my business. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, let's get it, man. We appreciate you taking the time to kind of clear things up, man. We know it was a controversial battle in some sorts, and you know, like you said, you weren't 100%. People still feel you got the win, man. So definitely good luck on what's coming up next. World Domination 5. Hopefully that announcement is coming soon. We gotta add that shit out, man. Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
So
yeah, man. For sure.
We appreciate you, Fat. Absolutely, man.
I appreciate you guys, man. I appreciate it, man. Every time, man.
Salute, Fat.
All right, man. One love. Everyone, have a good night. Peace.
You too, brother. Take care. All right.
Yo, Timbo. I gotta keep it real, bro. You know how hard it is for that cat to admit that? Because here's the thing. I think he's dialing himself more than I would be. I didn't think he was that bad. I mean, I've seen better Pat. I got to keep it funky. But he won the battle. Most cats would be like, fuck it, I won. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yo.
What I was saying, son, that, yo, I got to give Pat credit, though. Because I didn't think he was that bad. But obviously, I've seen better Pat stay. But most battle rappers would be like, fuck it, I won. He came on here and, like, spilled his beans. Like, yo, that wasn't me. I was trying to hype him up and shit. Like, yo, let's go, Pat. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, he knows that shit. But I didn't even think he'd come on this show expressing.
You say that,
you know what I'm saying?
Right?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Salute to Pat for coming on and being able to say that, like you said. And, you know, making sure some shit does not pop off. Because it really easily could have, knowing these battle rappers these days and macho shit. You know, they feel like somebody tests them, they got to, you know, push back. Figuratively and literally, I guess. You know what I mean? So definitely salute to Pat and all that, man. We're going to definitely chop this up. You know what I'm saying? World Domination 5, you heard it here. World Domination 6, I would say. Because I think 5 just has... World Domination, the next one. You know what I'm saying? That's what Pat is on. So, salute to Pat. Man, we got to... What else we got? We got the John and Prep recap also.
John, here's what we had to say and shit. And, like, it was a different breakdown. We didn't go to the bar. I just wanted to have a conversation. Both of us have a conversation with him and Prep. You know what I mean?
I agree. I think it was good, too. We kind of broke down, you know, John, where he's at right now in this stage, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's important. So, like you said, man, salute to Pat coming on the show, taking some time out. You heard the man, obviously, he's very busy. So, man, salute that. Salute everybody listening, clicking on the videos, man. Joe Budden's up. Martin Wilkins up.
Vlad TV, we made Vlad TV. I'm just going to say,
Vlad
TV. Pop, 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 goddamn. We
it
made
ain't
Vlad
even
TV
that
the second time.
We've been on that
shit.
Salute to Vlad putting the videos
that
out, man.
That's a good 20,000 real quick. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, just a clean little 20,000 in a day. Tomorrow, man, fuck. Tomorrow, let me tell you guys something. Tomorrow about to be crazy.
Yeah,
I'm
about to be crazy,
I'm excited. I'm going to be somewhere, like, super quiet. Like, I'm going to be in the fucking basement.
Son,
shit,
I think it's
going to
be a classic tomorrow, bro. I think it's going to
be a classic.
It's going to
be a classic.
Tomorrow.
Classic. Like, this is going to be a classic
when this shit
tomorrow. I'm extremely excited. This man is just completely knowledgeable to the point where Dre and I ain't even got to talk. We're going to put up
the topic and let the man fucking ride. Yeah, you want to let him ride, bro. We might say 40, might be an hour. I don't know how this shit goes. You know what I'm saying?
This shit's about to be crazy.
Oh, I'm not even going to say his name. Pardon me.
Uh-oh.
I almost put his name up. I'm not going to do that.
Let's just say this. 2 months ago, we interviewed this guy, and it's sitting at 76,000 right now. 76K. So, I mean, that just shows you this man's very political, no filter.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you exactly what it is, and there's a lot of shit in hip-hop, period, that needs to be spoken on. So, it is what it is, man. We got the man coming on tomorrow. Maybe we'll release it tonight. The name will release what's going on. But
Chill. Don't do that. Please.
All right, I'm not even going to do it. You heard my brother. I'm not even going
to do
it.
Don't pull the trigger. I want people to be like, wow, because you know what? Not even the person, Mr. 75K, also the topics that we're talking about.
Oh,
tomorrow.
My
has
God.
Nothing to do with battle rap.
Shit.
Has nothing
to do with
battle
rap. Nothing to do with battle rap.
Real life shit.
Real
shit. PSA is on some real life shit tomorrow. Some real life. Breaking this shit down.
Shit.
You know what I mean?
And this is the man that is going to speak on it, that deserves to speak on it and shit. So
just fucking
tune in or just watch the video when it drops. Because you know
when it drops,
bro, Dre's going to be on this shit. So me to chop that shit that night. This is going to be
Once Timo releases it, it's over. This is going to be a classic.
It's done.
This is going to
be a classic.
It's
going to
be a classic.
Salute. Absolutely. Salute to this man just in advance because... Man,
in advance.
That's all I'm going to say. Just
in advance, right?
Wait.
I like that, Timo, in advance.
It is. Salute. Very controversial, but you know what? That's what the fuck we are up here, man. The most hated, the least respected. We dropping classics all over the fucking place,
man.
Oh, my God. Joe Budden, Mook, like, let's fucking go, man. You already know what it is. First interview with Paste after the battle with Calico. This shit's going to get chopped. Fuck that. This shit's going to get tonight.
Yeah, talk about it, Jimbo. Talk about it. Let's talk about it. Yeah.
This could be our first thing in the fucking morning. You guys already know what the fuck it is, man. This is PSA Radio. Dre, we about to have shirts made. Most hated, least respected.
Most hated, least respected.
Motherfucker, take us out, brother. Take us out.
Man, this is going to be classic tomorrow. I'm hyped for tomorrow, man. I'm hyped for tomorrow because this guy is coming on tomorrow. It's Lord have mercy. And I like
crazy.
The topic. I got to emphasize again the topic that we're talking about tomorrow.
Yep.
Which is
crazy.
Dope, you know what I'm saying? Which is real, real, real dope. I'd like to get his perspective. But like you said, Timo, we just ask questions and let him go.
Exactly.
You know what
I'm saying?
Let him just do what he's doing, shit. You know what I mean?
So
I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to that. You know what I'm saying?
We'll
get the first people to have his conversation before he went anywhere else to talk about it and break it down. We'll be the first people in shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. First.
That
ass. Let's get ready.
He told us yes before your favorite bloggers and your favorite people that be doing shit. So hold that real quick. You know what I mean?
But we still have no connection. We still nothing, Dre. That's the best. We still ain't shit. And that's the best part. All these guys coming up today ain't shit, boy. Man, fuck everybody else, man. You already know what it is.
That's awesome.
Yo, we got the crazy
classic
tomorrow. Just be on the lookout, man. My motherfucking brother
sir.
In this shit. My partner in crime,
you
Trey, Three Letterman, man. We are out. PSA Radio. We out.
You're hurt.
Easy.